ripped, splayed ankles. Once I'd recovered enough to react, my hands flew to my mask.
They can see us watching them?
They can't see inside, Sebastian assured me. They only see a mirror, unless we push a button on their remote. And Natalie, they're fully aware they're being watched.
Then I'd just been taken to voyeur heaven.
This is the tits, I said.
Indeed.
One naked woman was perched on a trapeze, with her ass atop the bar, her feet resting on either side. The trapeze was lowered until she was mouth level with a guy who buried his face between her legs, while a brawny man slowly took him from behind. Not everyone was naked. Some wore leather accessories. Others wore elaborate lingerie, shimmery corsets, intricate garters, and striped hose as if from Moulin Rouge. One man's entire body was encased in some kind of vacuum-sealed black sleeve, with only an air tube and his erection protruding, the latter of which was promptly utilized by a nubile female. I wanted to examine every little detail, every act in the ring. It was as if there were scenes from all of my most erotic dreams. I wished I had 10 sets of eyes, or that I could record this. Every lash across upthrust breasts made my own swell against my bustier. When the trapeze woman began screaming her way to ecstasy, bucking against that man's mouth, my panties grew wet. Without dragging my gaze away, I said, "There are other rooms like this?" I'd noticed all the walls surrounding the orgy were mirrored.
"There are 6 total."
"You told me you've been here before. Were you down there?"
"On occasion."
One woman was tied backward over what looked like a huge barrel. Men lined up to use her mouth, while others took turns licking her. She seemed starving for more. Had Sebastian been one among those men? Just as jealousy flared, he pulled me into his lap, curling his finger under my chin so I'd face him.
"And I hungered to be where I am now, with a woman in my keeping. I'd wager most of them in the ring would envy us our position."
"You'd want a single woman over all those beauties?" The closest one to us was model fine, on her hands and knees, and spitted by 2 men, a shaft in her mouth and another between her legs. They were railing the hell out of her, to her blatant delight. Sebastian said,
"Considering that you are the woman in question, yes."
Smooth. "Do you want us to be down there now?"
"I told you. I learned very early not to share. No one else touches what's mine."
His gaze flicked over my face.
"Can you handle this?"
Did he think I'd beg off? Since they can't see in, it's like watching porn, which I excel at. So all good here. He dragged me against his chest. Once I'd settled comfortably on his lap, he handed my glass back to me. Sipping champagne and watching unabashed sex, while his scent permeated my mind. In fact, all of my senses were heightened. There was music, even laughter, but the rest of the sounds were erotic. Moans, groans, and rampant screams. Crackling leather, clanking chains, and snapping floggers. Against my ass, I could feel Sebastian's heavy cock like a red-hot brand. I found myself squirming against it, rubbing my thong against my wet labia. Even the bubbling champagne tickled my tongue. I imagined pouring it down his body and licking him clean. Yet aside from all I was seeing and feeling, I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that Sebastian had chosen me to bring here, had purchased this room with me in mind. The idea of him taking such care to get every detail right moved me. He truly was trying for us. I finished my champagne, vaguely aware that he took the flute from me. Then his hand wandered up the slit of my gown, which had ridden up well above the top of my thigh high.
"Spread your legs as much as you can."
Never looking away from the spectacle, I did, bending one knee over his legs. I wanted my